You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Sunday Night Football in Vegas last night. Vegas, baby. And that's where Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw a 22-yard touchdown pass to Travis Kelce with 28 seconds left to play. Kansas City beats the Raiders 35-31. But what is getting a lot of play from that game this morning? Well, Derek Carr, the quarterback for the Raiders, calling an audible at the line.
James Harden makes his first appearance.
James Harden, who of course is an NBA player known as a ball hog, and immediately the internet lit up with the same joke. The reason why he was yelling James Harden was he was not going to pass the ball.
Nice.
In Indianapolis, the Packers in overtime, they were driving for a winning field goal. Unfortunately, things went a little sideways when Aaron Rodgers threw a pass to Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Balls out, and the Colts have it.
Boom. So what happened there, Troy?
He starts to come, and then he pulls out.
Yeah, that's always a bad idea, especially when you're trying to really win the game. The Colts in overtime, they beat the Packers 34-31. Both teams now 7-3. Cowboys quarterback Andy Dalton picks up his first win as a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. He beats the Minnesota Vikings 31-28. He had three touchdown passes, looked great. Cowboys 3-7. The Washington football team beat Cincinnati 20-9, and adding insult to injury, or injury to insult, the Bengals, they lose their rookie quarterback Joe Burrow on this play.
Burrow hit on the release, puts an arrow under it, near side for Boyd, and it's incomplete.
It was Kendall Fuller, and now Burrow, oh boy, clutching his left leg.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Burrow wasted no time tweeting out that he's done for the season and he'll be back next year.
Yep.
Cincinnati, the Bengals are confirming that he is done for the year. We don't know the extent just yet, but
there's a lot of quarterback injuries this year.
It really is. Washington with the victory is now 3-7, as well as the Dallas Cowboys. The Cleveland Browns beat the Eagles 22-17. The Eagles fall to 3-6-1. And with the Giants having a bye week and already sitting at 3-7, every team in the NFC East has three wins. That is pretty tight.
Yeah.
Now, going back to the Eagles for a moment. Carson Wentz is their quarterback, and he has just sucked hard this season. He looks terrible. Well, the head coach of that team, Doug Peterson, he sounded as if he had a case of amnesia when a reporter asked him after the game a very specific question about the end of the first half. Here you go.
Doug, right before the half, Josh Sweat recorded a sack, and you didn't call a timeout there. Could you explain why?
Okay, so what he's saying is, your guy recorded a sack. It set up Cleveland with a 3rd and 14. You still have a couple of minutes on the clock. Why wouldn't you call a timeout there? Well, Peterson waited a full 6 seconds before he started to try to answer this question.
I honestly don't remember the.
There was like a minute and 40 seconds left. The clock. The Browns have allowed the clock to run off. And then they called a timeout with 1 second left. I was wondering, there was going to be a third down there. Why record the sack?
Jeff, you're going to have to – I do not recall the play. I'd have to – can you walk me through it a little bit more, honestly?
Yeah.
We were trying to save timeouts.
No.
To get the ball back, possibly, to use the timeouts on offense. Mm-hmm. But
No.
There was a reasoning. I honestly can't think of the reasoning right now.
Yes,
we had discussed it. Ask me tomorrow, because I'll definitely give you a better answer tomorrow. Sorry about that.
Come up with a better excuse. The reason being he didn't want his quarterback back out on the field with less than 2 minutes to play. It was raining. It was sloppy. And the last thing he wanted was his quarterback that he has no confidence in to turn the ball over. It was only 7-0 at that point.
Wow,
Cleveland,
really?
Yes. Man. Doug Peterson, come on. The Titans in Baltimore in overtime trying to just set up their kicker for a game-winning field goal. And that's when running back Derrick Henry said, forget that.
Henry getting free. Henry's going to end the game. Titans take it in overtime.
29-yard scamper for the 30-24 victory in the OT. The Titans win that wild one. They are 7-3. The Ravens fall to 6-4, four games behind the undefeated Steelers, who easily beat the Jaguars. They're 10-0, the Steelers. The Ravens, I mean, it is 2020 because the Ravens are now behind the Browns in the AFC North. It's clearly 2020 because the Browns are 7-3. Dolphins, they were trying to win 6 in a row. They had 5 in a row, couldn't get it done. Denver beats Miami. Tua Tagovailoa benched in this game. Ryan Fitzpatrick came in, and maybe he could have got it done. Who knows? But if he had more time. But in the end, Denver wins it 20-13. So in New Orleans, without Drew Brees, the question was, who that say they're going to beat them Saints? Taysom Hill, the new quarterback, wins it 24-9. They beat the Falcons.
Nice.
I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, but you know, it was reported that Drew Brees had a collapsed lung and 5 fractured ribs.
Yeah,
right?
That he had played a week with
3 of them
ribs,
broken.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he wanted a second opinion because he liked to get back on the field as soon as he can. He went for a second opinion, and it turns out he has 11 fractured ribs.
Oh, my God.
He has 11. Not good for Drew Brees, who clearly would like to get back out there with his bad ribs. The Houston Texans, they beat the New England Patriots in a game that really nobody watched, 27-20. However, the talk is about a photo going around. Cam Newton, prior to the game, arriving for the game in Texas. He was dressed in what looked like a lederhosen, except it was plaid. So it wasn't quite Oktoberfest.
It was schoolboy shorts and suspenders.
Yeah.
A sweater tied around his neck, short sleeve white shirt with a green bow tie. Colors just can't be any more all over the road. 2 different color shoelaces in his leather.
Oh, my goodness.
Brown leather dad shoes with shorts.
Yeah. He looks like somebody's grandpa who is going to watch the Masters or something.
Yeah. Yes, he does. He looks like somebody's grandpa.
Here's the thing, though. Because he's Cam Newton, he's a young, well-built, prime of his life guy. I put those clothes on, and people start giving me money on the corner, like street persons, homeless guy. Here you go, Rumble. Here you go, man.
One more game to mention. The Chargers beat the Jets 34-28. Yeah. The Jets are now 0-10 and become the first team eliminated from postseason contention. Finally, this. LaMelo Ball was drafted by Michael Jordan's team, the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this last week because when Lonzo Ball was drafted by the Lakers years ago, LeVar Ball, the father of these balls, LeVar Ball, there he is. He came out and he said that back in his day, he could take on Michael Jordan and kill him one-on-one. So so now here we are 3 years later. LaMelo Ball, in his first press conference in Charlotte, is asked if we are going to see his father, LeVar, take on Michael Jordan one-on-one.
I don't think it's going to happen. And then I think we know how it would turn out, to be honest.
Yes, he knows. We all know.
Dude, it's MJ.
Yeah, come on. Here's your fun fact. In 2006, 75% of Chinese people, 3 out of every 4, did not know that sharks were killed to make shark soup. Now, 91% of the people in China allegedly know that shark soup is made out of sharks.
Are we talking about shark fin soup?
It just says shark soup.
Okay. Shark, all right.
And there's now a nationwide ban on killing sharks for soup, thanks to the activism work by former NBA player Yao Ming.
Yeah.